The Quickies on In.com.
Welcome to In.com's Quickies, oh patrons. This is Karan, your quickie facilitator, guide, and the voice in your head for the next couple of minutes. So for once, don't ignore that voice in your head. Just sit back and let it entertain you. The Roshan family mess continues with more fodder having just come in for the hungry media to gulp down without chewing. After rubbishing rumors that she was critically ill and was suffering from bipolar disorder, Sunaina Roshan made allegations against her family that they have been torturing her for the past year for being in love with a Muslim man. And then to make matters messier, Sunaina went and joined Team Kangana and publicly tweeted that she supported Kangana Ranaut against her own brother Hrithik Roshan. And since then, Kangana's sister and manager Rangoli Chandel has taken it upon herself to update everyone about Sunaina's predicament through Twitter. In her latest tweet where she expressed her concern about Sunaina not being reachable by phone, she also mentioned that apart from the Roshans hitting Sunaina, they sedate her as well. Now you're probably wondering where she got all this inside information from. Well, it's from Sunaina itself, so she isn't just making these things up as she goes along. To add to the drama, Rangoli also retweeted an article from an entertainment portal where Sunaina's rumored boyfriend Ruhail Amin shared his thoughts on the news that Rakesh Roshan called him a terrorist. In the Pink Villa article, Ruhail's comments were firm yet impeccable in their political correctness. He said that it was unfortunate he was being labeled an extremist based on religion and that we need to move beyond that mindset and condemn those who hold such views. T-Series took to its Twitter handle to officially announce that the shooting for their movie Bhuj the Pride of India has just started in Ramoji Film City in Hyderabad. The film will have a decent star cast with Sanjay Dutt, Ajay Devgan, Sonakshi Sinha, Pariniti Chopra and Rana Dagubati, and is a war drama based on the 1971 war against Pakistan. This war saw Indian Air Force Squadron leader Vijay Karnik, along with the help of 300 women from Madhapur, Gujarat, reconstruct a destroyed IAF strip in Bhuj that was very necessary for India's victory against Pakistan. Ajay Devgan will play the role of IAF squadron leader Vijay Karnik. Sanjay Dutt will be taking up the role of Ranchordas Swabhai Ravari, a man who can measure someone's details through their footprint alone. And Sonakshi Sinha will play Sundar Ben Jetha Madhar Parya, the social worker who convinced the women to help reconstruct the runway. The film will be co-produced by T-Series and is slated to release on August 14th, 2020. Shooting for horror comedy Ruhi Afza started nearly 2 weeks back and it looks like things have been going smooth and quick because the first schedule is already done and Janhvi Kapoor and Rajkumar Rao, who are starring in the movie, flew to Manali on Monday for a brand new schedule. Bollywood hasn't churned out many good horror comedies so far apart from Stree. And seeing as two elements in Ruhi Afza are the same as in Stree, namely Dinesh Vijan as producer and Rajkumar Rao in a lead male role, we're hoping this movie ends up being a good watch as well. According to Vijan, they needed actors who could jump into their roles with unabashed conviction, and Rajkumar Rao and Varun Sharma fit perfectly since they're phenomenal actors and do well in comedy. As for the female lead, they needed someone who could portray two contrasting personalities with ease, and this is where Janhvi fit the bill. In the direction department, the film will be directed by Hardik Mehta, who will be making his feature directorial debut with this movie. He's the director of the acclaimed documentary Ahmedabad Ma Famous, which won the Swarna Kamal at the 63rd National Film Awards for Best Non-Feature Film. As for the movie, it is due to release on March 20th, 2020. As an Indian, who would you support in a match between England and Australia? The Aussies or the Brits? As far as Arjun Tendulkar goes, it looks like he's supporting the Brits in their home country. England are preparing for the upcoming match against Australia, and Arjun Tendulkar has been lending them a helping hand in their preparation by bowling for them at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London. Junior Tendulkar actually helped the English team back in 2015 as well, when he was part of a group of bowlers helping them prepare for their second Ashes Test match against Australia. So it could either be that he really wants England to win, or that he really wants Australia to lose. Either is fine by us, to be honest. Australia has been doing a little too well for our liking, with the match against England currently being in their favour. And so far, they have managed to win all their matches except the one against Team India. And we'd like to keep it that way. As for Arjun, he's been making quite a presence in the world of cricket with some great performances under his belt. So let's hope his help pays off. Akshay Kumar had some good news orbiting the nostalgia realm to announce on Twitter. But then post-announcement seems like a lot of bad news asteroids came hurtling in the form of trolling and some not-so-flattering comments. The good news bit was that after all these years, Akshay announced a remake of the iconic rain song Tip Tip Barsa Pani from Mohora, which saw him and Raveena Tandon in a yellow sari and loads of chemistry in between. In his next movie, Suryavanshi, he and co-star Katrina Kaif will be seen grooving to the remake of the song. The trolling on Twitter started, however, because he failed to mention or give credit to Raveena Tandon in any way in his tweet. Some of the comments went easy on him and pointed out nicely that he should give credit to Raveena as well, while others were straight out blatant and hilarious and joked about how they didn't realize that Akshay Kumar was part of that song and only remember Raveena in a yellow sari. Well, the internet can be a hilariously cruel place. Let's hope Akshay Kumar can put on his big boy pants and handle it without too much personal injury.
The Quickies on in.com.